As a Detroiter, I personally never knew Detroit had a flag at all. Never seen it.
Shocks me.
It shocked me. When I saw that, I said, oh my gosh, Amanda, who knew? But the current flag that references the Great Fire of 1805 and the city's colonial history, it doesn't quite go well with what we're experiencing today as Native Detroiters. So we brought in Sam Robinson from Axios Detroit, who first brought this up to our attention and started to talk about it and got discourse going. I want to say thank you, Sam, for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tia.
You're very welcome.
Very happy to be here. Just a stone's throw away from my apartment. But yeah, we do a daily newsletter over at Axios and always thinking of new stories for the day. And I saw on the calendar it was Flag Day. So I said, you know what? Detroit has a flag. Let me go out and take a picture of it. It was initially supposed to just be like a little, hey, you know, here's Detroit's flag. And then I realized something. I couldn't find any of Detroit's flags.
Anywhere.
Couldn't find them. I walked right down Woodward, right, walked down Cass near Capitol Park, tried to go near the city county building. You know, there must be some flags outside, you know, hanging up near the American flags, but no city of Detroit flags. And on Flag Day, when you got cities like Chicago or states like Texas really, you know, riled up, obviously Flag Day's for the American flag, but, you know, locally, we had nothing to get riled up over ourselves. So
no.
I was just like, man, what the heck? I walk into the city county building, I ask a city employee, hey, where's the city flag? They say, I don't know. The only one I could find in the whole building was in a, you know, in like a little plaque or like info board behind glass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was the only flag that I saw that day on Flag Day, unfortunately, from the city of Detroit.
Which I find so interesting that it kind of created its own story. It created its own kind of thing because you said, you know, let's go find this flag. And it's not represented anywhere in the city. And personally, like I said, I've grown up here my whole life, never knew that my city had a flag. So let alone to see what it looked like and then be horrified by the look. I mean, that one took me out.
Yeah. The flag is incorporated into like Detroit FC, the soccer team here. They incorporate the flag into their logo, but it's not really something that a lot of Detroiters are really familiar with. You know, we had readers tell us that they didn't even know Detroit had a flag.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's interesting. It's been the same for a long time. They've made updates in 2000. It kind of got like a more modern update. It's got some like colonial history and there's some Latin phrases on it that translate to "we hope for better things and it will rise from the ashes." There's a few references to the Great Fire of 1805. So plenty of history packed into that flag, but not a lot of familiarity among residents. So a lot of folks were telling me, hey, here's how I would make the flag better. A lot of people said they wanted to put an old English D in the flag.
Oh.
You know, a lot of people said, hey, let's get rid of the four quadrants or the center seal. A lot of people had pretty good ideas on how to make the flag better.
So for folks who may not be familiar with the city of Detroit's flag, I'm going to put it on our Twitter page at DET Culture Shift. You can check out what it looks like yourself if you go to our account. But let me describe it for you. So if you don't know it, it is divided up into four squares on each side. One is blue background with white, you know, stars like the American flag. And like to the like kitty corner from that, you got red and white stripes. And then above that, it's a red background with lions, some sort of lion emblem there. And then to the other side of that, I think that is the fleur de lis or something without the representative of our French colonial history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then in the middle, there's, you know, two bull and says the city of Detroit. It is not a pretty looking flag.
No.
It doesn't really evoke any kind of like if you were to go out, you want to go out in the streets marching and whatever. This wouldn't be the flag that would make you want to do that.
Probably
I would
not.
Have to say that.
Probably not.
And we kind of want your responses too. So 313-577-1019. We'd love for you to join us on air as we're talking to Sam Robinson of Axios. Are you familiar with the city of Detroit's flag? Do you think it's as hideous as most of the readers of Axios did? And what would you rather have on it? Give us a call. Join the conversation. 313-577-1019.
Honestly, Amanda, as well, if you're calling in today, you get a chance to call in. Did you know that Detroit had a flag? And also, did you know that many cities had a flag and were pretty proud of their flags? I mean, I would like to be proud of the city of Detroit's flag. However, when I look at it, I am confused. 100% confused. Sam, what are some of the other things that you're hearing, especially on social media, about the Detroit flag and the lack of understanding of it?
Well, a lot of people point out, hey, it's a missed marketing opportunity, right? I mean,
yeah.
You got all those people tattoo the city of Chicago's flags on their body. I mean, you know, just to have some kind of brand recognition would be nice.
It would be.
You know, the spirit of Detroit does it for us. I think people put that on the pins. You see the city employees have the pins and everything. You see the spirit statue just all over, you know, Detroit-centric merchandise and clothing. So, you know, that probably does it for us. A lot of people think the spirit of Detroit is on the flag. It's not. It's not.
It's not. No. And so right about now, I know that we don't have much movement happening in this local government, even state government, about the changing of the flag. Do you see that happening anytime soon? Like, do you see any understanding of us changing that flag, or what's going on?
Well, it's interesting. 2000, about 20 years ago, there was an update to the flag. They made it a little bit more modern. But the people who decide what's a good flag or not, vexillologists, they do not think that Detroit has a good flag. There's more than three colors. I counted eight. And the lettering, not very good lettering on it's a big no-no for flag designers.
So I'm just once again really curious to the fact or just interested in the fact that we have a flag, because I just never knew we had one. And it feels like it's a secret that's being kept for a reason. Do you think it's because it's so hideous, or you just think it's because people just aren't interested in a flag for the city of Detroit?
You know, I asked the employees, I asked a bunch of employees on the first floor of the Coleman Young Center there, and they told me that they do remember a time. One of them, she's like, you know, we used to have a city flag up there, and I don't know what happened to it. So that's, I don't know, maybe the pandemic, it was a victim of the pandemic. You know, we just stopped flying our city flag because we just didn't see it as a priority to put it up on a flagpole. I don't know. But there's no City of Detroit flags outside the City County building downtown there.
So maybe some city employee was like, this is my opportunity to take down this hideous thing.
Protest.
Maybe no one will know now. 313-577-1019. Join us on this conversation, talking to Sam Robinson of Axios. Do you love the City of Detroit's flag? Do you hate it? What do you think it should be? If you think it should be changed. Tia, we have a great caller on the line now.
We do. Jeanette, thank you for giving us a call, a culture shift this afternoon. What is your comment?
Hi. I'm in the car, so hopefully you can hear me. But yeah, so I've been a tour guide in the city for 18 years, and growing up in the city, similarly, did not know about the flag. But when you learn about it, it's actually really interesting. And I actually really like it. I think some of the whole, like, flag, it's the bad flag kind of stuff, some of those are almost too simple. First of all, the city seal in the center, I think, is actually really amazing, with those two women and with the Speramos Meliora Resurgit Ceneribus, if you're wondering how to pronounce that Latin. We hope for better things. It will arise from the ashes. And I love that that's been our motto since after the Great Fire, because it still is important today, in that no matter how many challenges we face, we're going to get back up again. And then, I mean, the historical stuff, my big addition would be I would add an indigenous representation to the flag to round out our history of the different organizations or different countries that basically had a part in creating where we are today.
So, Jeanette, you're on the up. You like the flag. You just think it needs to be updated just a little bit. But right now, it's pretty good where it is.
I do. I mean, once you, it's like any kind of piece of art. Once you like learn about it, you understand it a little bit more, right? The fleur-de-lis for the French, the lions for the British, which took over in 1760, the Americans in 1796, and then the Great Fire in 1805. And then that motto, whatever I tell people about that motto, they're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. So I would definitely want to keep it the motto. And we're not changing our city seal anytime soon anyway, which is actually above the spirit of Detroit. So mm-hmm. If you look behind the statue, you have the city seal and the county seal. And actually, that's my favorite point to point out on tours frequently.
I love the city's motto. I mean, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. I think it is one of the best in the country, if not the world, for a city. It definitely gives you that feeling of pride. In the city of Detroit, but the flag itself, I keep wondering, do we have to honor the colonial history? Can we move away from it at this point? I feel like we're 300 years in at this point to a city. When can we evolve?
Well, you know, the guy who designed it did so back in 1907, when colonial history was probably a larger part of you know, things to include in city flags. But it is interesting, the city didn't adopt it until 1948. Plenty of time to had made updates. But the flag that was initially designed is really the same one that you see now. It's just been sparsed down a little bit. But
Sam, were you able to go in the history of why it was adopted in 1948? Was there a push to just have more city pride at that point?
You know, I don't know. I could imagine in the years, you know, following World War II. I know in 1946 they had that big auto show down Woodward. There's like the most people downtown that had ever been. So I think, and that was like in response of the end of the war. So maybe, but no, I honestly, that would be a question for a historian, which I am not.
But you did your due diligence.
I did. It was right after World War II, you know, that time, so.
Very interesting. Very interesting. If you still have anything you want to say about the Detroit flag, did you know we had a flag? What should it look like? Give us a call, 313-577-1019. We just had Jeanette, who gave us a really cool history background about the flag. And the question just came up, thanks to Amanda, colonialism. Should we even continue to talk about the colonial history that is Detroit's past? Or should we try to move forward and kind of go to or face a new future together that truly represents the city of Detroit? I mean, it's a good question.
Yeah, and I feel like this can kind of come up. This kind of comes up every few years, but you know, the city's anniversary is coming up July 23rd, mm-hmm. The founding of the city of Detroit. And so, you know, we're given the fact that tomorrow is also Independence Day, a lot of people have their local area on their mind. What is representative now of not just Detroit but of America too? So, you know, Sam, when you were talking to your readers, when they reached out to you to your question, did they have better ideas of what they thought represented the city more than, I guess, more than the flag does at this point? What could be on the flag that would represent it better?
There are a lot of different ideas, and through doing this story, we were reached out to by folks that had created their own. There's several different individual people that have, tried to say, hey, you know, I don't really like the current City of Detroit flag. Here's how we could better incorporate, our modern history, post-bankruptcy even. A lot of people wanted to put the Old English D in the middle. A lot of people said, you know, eliminate the squares. But there were people that did, in defense of, including colonial history in Detroit City flag. Brian S., one of our readers, says, perhaps the flag is better suited to us than you think. It shows how the outpost turned city was fought over between the colonies, the British and the French. A lot of people have feelings on the City of Detroit's flag. I think even more of them did not even know we even had a flag.
I am a part of that more of them, because I didn't know until I read about it in Axios Detroit. This is Sam Robinson of Axios Detroit. Talked about the Detroit flag and the lack of representation of the flag. Are we going to change the flag? Who likes the flag? Who doesn't? We can keep this conversation going on our social media page or Twitter. Amanda, give us that Twitter page number.
Our handle is at DET Culture Shift. We're live during the show, so you can always get at us there.
Boom. Thank you, Sam, so much for rushing in here to get here on time to be on air with us. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me in here. Amanda, Tia.
Awesome. So...